Sing hallelujah, oh my soul, sing hallelujah, oh my soul, sing hallelujah, oh my soul will sing hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, oh my soul will sing
hallelujah,
oh my soul will sing
hallelujah,
oh my soul will sing
hallelujah. You reign forever. Oh my,
oh my, oh my soul,
reign
for,
forever. Oh my, oh my soul,
reign forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul, will sing
hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Oh, my soul will sing.
You brought me
brought over. Me over. Oh, my soul will sing.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. One more time.
You brought me
over.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah, praise God, praise God. You are welcome. Yes, you are. Welcome to your daily energizer, your daily faith boost. It's always great to be here, and we are having an amazing time today. We began yesterday's series titled Surely. Surely, one strong word in the Bible, a word that expresses certainty, confidence, you know, just that solid assurance, you know, surely just super sure. So Psalm 23 is our theme. It's what we've been rolling with. So I'm reading the Amplified Classic today. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 from verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I really like this, you know. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, to lead me, to shield rather, to feed, to guide and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in paths of righteousness, uprightness, right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes. Though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect me and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and all through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and your presence shall be my dwelling. You know, my dwelling place. So beautiful. Praise God. And our, you know, area of focus is the sixth verse. Surely, Psalm, you know, 23:6 here. Surely, Amplified Classic says, surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love will follow me all the days of my life. So we have the psalmist here speaking with certainty. That level of certainty, you know, is worthy of emulation. You and I need it. All right, we've got to understand it. We've got to absorb it. So yesterday we read a few places in the Bible that just present to us, you know, that line, that light, or surely, and I said we would look at them in the course of the week. So here we'll focus on one, but let me, you know, read the others and I'll come to this one. Psalm 91, the third verse of Psalm 91, the Bible says, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. I will take that again. Surely, Psalm 91, verse 3, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Isaiah 54, 15 through to 17 says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever will gather together against you will fall for your sake. Behold, I've created a smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. I have created a waster to destroy. 17, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So we said the word surely communicates that confidence, that assurance. All right, and we looked at the fact that to say surely, all right, we could also say shall. All right, Mark 11:23 says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that the things which he says will come to pass, he shall. Of a certainty, all right, he shall, it's assured, he shall have whatever he says. We see Mark 11:24, right? What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So we see another confident expression being, and we know, so we know. Romans 8:28, Paul says, for we know that all things work together for good. So this level of assurance is important to you and I. We must base our confidence, base our faith on God's word and nothing else. Please get this. We must base our confidence, base our faith on God's word and on nothing else. All right. So today we will be focusing on Isaiah 53, all right, 4 and 5 of the options of the surely that we picked up yesterday. Also, Isaiah 53, 4, all right, into 5 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I did some yesterday, I believe it will be wonderful to do it here again today. Surely he has borne our griefs, surely he has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Surely he was wounded for our transgressions. Surely he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And guys, surely with his stripes we are healed. This is one area of the Bible that there must be confident assurance in us. This is an area, all right, of the finished work of Jesus Christ that our hearts must be secure in, our hearts must be safe in, our faith must be firm in. He has, not he will, he has, surely he has borne our griefs, right? Surely he has carried away our sorrows. We find here that it's communicating to us in God's word that healing and health happen to be the will of God, all right? Healing and health happen to be the will of God for us. This is super important here, guys, and we need to understand this. Healing and health happen to be God's word to us, all right? So in 1 Peter chapter 2, all right, and the 20th verse, we see Peter saying what Elisha said, guys, and it is just so beautiful. So we'll quickly look at what Peter has to say here. So Peter, tell us what you got to say. Peter says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. By whose stripes, all right, ye were healed. Isaiah says, by whose stripes you are healed. And then Peter says, by whose stripes you were. Someone says, well, what's the difference? Maybe just, you know, nomenclature. But no, far more than that. Isaiah is speaking in present tense. Peter speaks in past tense. Isaiah is seeing by the spirit of prophecy, okay, what Jesus will do. So because he's seen it in a vision form, or he's prophesying it by the Holy Ghost, he says it as it is. Oh, he's doing this. Oh, I see him doing this. All right. So like I said, that could be granted. Well, we're not told, okay, the Spirit of the Lord caught him in, you know, like we see in certain instances, maybe Jeremiah or, you know, Ezekiel and all. All right. So we don't see, you know, he's caught up in a trance, he's moved of God. Yes, we just see him beginning to prophesy. And these men prophesied. All right. So he said, and he said it in the present tense, because I believe by the spirit of prophecy, was saying is as it is, as though it is happening right now. So Peter, right, by the time Peter writes this, hope you remember, or I'm sure you know anyway, that Jesus had already died. Jesus has already died. So Peter now reveals to us two things that happened, which Isaiah also deals with. So Peter says, hey, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Oh, hallelujah. And this is something you and I have got to understand. The same day, the same moment, the same place, he took our sin, he took our sickness. You've got to understand that. When he took away our sin, he took away our sickness. You wonder, why did he need to do that? In Romans 5 and verse 12, Bible said that through one man's offense, sin entered the world, and death through sin. So death spread upon all men, for all have sinned. So sin opened the door to the rest of the evil. All right. So what Jesus did also wasn't just to deal with the rest of the evil, but he also unblocked, all right, or shut the door that sin had opened. Do you understand that? So Romans chapter 5 and then the 12th verse tells us that. Guys, Jesus has paid the price. He offered up himself as the ultimate sacrifice to make healing and health available for you and I. He offered up himself as the ultimate sacrifice to make healing available for you and for me. So I want us to, you know, look at certain areas of Romans chapter 8 and just, you know, refresh ourselves, establish in our hearts the fact that healing is the will of God for us. Romans 8 from verse 1 says, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. If you will, a leper, all right? So not someone with some headache or back pain, and I'm not saying all that to just undermine however or whatever someone might be going through. All right, but I'm trying to say, hey, leprosy, this is something you don't really find around. They're like, I mean, just cases that are pushed like far, far away and somewhere high up there. All right. So behold, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately, Bible says, the leper, all right, was cleansed immediately. Immediately. Please understand that. Someone asks, do you want to make me clean? And this answer that Jesus gave here, I believe, is the answer that God has for every situation for all time. Lord, would you like to heal me? He said, I will. All right. In verse 4, and Jesus said unto him, see that you tell no man, but go, all right, your way and show yourself to the priest and offer the gifts that Moses commanded you for a testimony unto them. Verse 5 says, and when Jesus was come into or entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. So you find someone walking up to him and say, Lord, if you will, heal me. Reaches out his hand, touches him, says, all right, I will be clean. All right. And then we see the centurion coming and say, my servant is tormented at home. Please come. I just said, I will come. All right. I will come. So, of course, you know the story. Eventually, the centurion said, don't bother. Just say the word, you know, from where you are. And I know he is going to be healed. Do you understand that? All right. Maybe, let's just read it all. Let's read it all. So Jesus in verse 7 said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof, but speak the word only and my servant to be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and it goes to another, come, and it comes. And to my servant, do this, and it does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to them that follow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not news. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way and be, go your way as you have believed. Right, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed that self same hour. Verse 14, very beautiful. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick, all right, with a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him. So just going again from the first verse here, leprous person comes to meet him. Then the centurion comes to the case of his servant. Then he enters into Peter's house and sees his mother-in-law, all right. And verse 16 says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. Please notice, he never turned anybody back, never refused or rejected anybody. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. 17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. So we'll read this verse, in a few translations and just build our faith. But remember, this was derived from Isaiah 53. So Matthew is saying, wow, this is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. So NLT says this, all right, Jesus, they saw how he healed the people. Everybody came, around him, everybody who came around got healed, all right? This, NLT says, fulfill the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Now, guys, at this point, I want you to take note of the translations and see which one might either resonate with you or just gel. I like the use of the word sicknesses and diseases here, all right? This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. So kindly take a look, all right? Just, take a look where you are. If you can, open up Isaiah and then Matthew. But right now we're in Matthew, but open up Matthew 8:17 if you can. And then just read. And even when this broadcast is done, just read along, all right? Just read along. We might do this Isaiah 53, portion of surely today and, possibly tomorrow. Now watch this again. It says, this fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said he took our sicknesses, removed our diseases. Emphasis on took. Emphasis, please, on took. It's been taken. It's been taken. Whatever has been taken has been taken. Whatever has been taken can't be found. And then this, would help our faith to resist the devil, resist sickness, resist, fight the battles and win. Put our foot down, okay? The Passion Translation says, in doing this, once again, this is after he had healed all the multitude that came to him. In doing this, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. He put upon himself, so he's quoting Isaiah, all right, in the Passion Translation, translation. All right, he put upon himself our weaknesses, and he carried away our diseases and made us well. Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this beautiful? That means you could personalize, okay? He put upon himself my weaknesses, and he carried away my diseases and made me well. Because the whole essence of all this is so that you and I can say, surely, surely. When it comes to the area of our health, we could boldly say, surely, this is what the Lord said. Surely, this is what the Lord has done. So it says, how do we know? By the word. By the word. Okay, Abraham left his father's house because he heard a word from God. Abraham circumcised because he heard a word from God. Abraham took Isaac to go offer him up on a mountain because he heard a word from God. Moses went back to Egypt as a deliverer because he heard a word from God. So you and I have got to have that relationship with the word. You say, oh, but this is where men of God, you know, they weren't men of God until they responded to God. All right, Abraham was in his father's house. You know, they were idol worshippers, you know, living in Haran. And as at when he was 75, and then God called him out of that, you know, and built a relationship with him. And then he became the man of God. Okay? Yes, Moses was born, you know, Jewish or Hebrew. Or he was born Hebrew. And then, yes, realized that, you know, where he's from, his lineage, heritage, and all. Delivers a Hebrew from an Egyptian, kills a guy, runs away. And then God appears to him. Then, in responding to the call, he enters the man of God mode, okay? So, you respond to God's word and enter the man or woman of God mode for your own life and destiny. But what about Mary? What would you say? An angel appears to Mary, gives her a word, and all Mary said was, be it unto me according to your word. You and I have got to say, okay, this is the word of God. This is what the word says about this situation. We're going to put our foot down on this, all right? So once again, the Passion Translation says, in doing this, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. He put upon himself our weaknesses, and he carried away our diseases and made us well. I'm still going to come back here, maybe tomorrow, so we could do a little bit of meditation. But please, you could do that on your own today. And say, but I don't feel sick. Listen, you don't have to feel sick to meditate on God's word. It's always advisable to build your house before there's a storm. Have some deposit of God's word. Have some ounce of energy to resist symptoms. Resist, all right? Because many times when people now maybe feel feverish or some other thing, they now find it hard to even kickstart, you know, that confession and talking God's word. And like, oh, I'm just tired. And then different thoughts are, you know, running around in their mind. Different thoughts. And the devil is good at that area. He shows up and he starts bombarding you. Or maybe it could be this disease. Or maybe it could be that. Or maybe it could be this. And then he sends you on a browsing spree. And then he sees some funny names and sees some other things. And then somehow he's like, what? It could be this and it could be that. And then you're feeding too much on it. All right. So let's just read. NIV says, this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Okay, he took up our infirmities, bore our sicknesses. Message translation says he fulfilled Isaiah's well-known sermon. He took our illnesses, carried our diseases. So, guys, this is God's word, all right, telling us that surely, don't forget, the whole of, you know, this entire verse of Matthew 8:17 is the fulfillment of the Isaiah prophecy. So, hey, we could have come there and still have said surely. Because that's what the word is about, surely. So please understand, okay, he paid the price and he's made health and healing available. What do? We believe it and then we receive it by faith. I'll take that again. We believe it, okay, and we receive it by faith. In Mark chapter 5, verse 34, Bible says, and he said unto her, this is a case of the woman with the issue of blood, and he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. That's Mark 5:34. In Mark 10:52 is the case of blind Bartimaeus. And Jesus said unto him, go your way. Thy faith, all right, has made you whole. And immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So we see Jesus give the same kind of answer to two instances. The woman with the issue of blood. And then blind Bartimaeus. And you're like, okay, he said that to them. Maybe that was just for them. No, he said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. So, okay, let's see exactly how or what we can glean from the story of these two stories, right? So Mark 5, we'll pick it from the 25th verse. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, all right? A certain woman, all right, had an issue of blood 12 years. And had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, 27 says, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I will be whole. And straightway, that immediately, the fountain of blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched me? So we see the key here in 27. It says, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. This means she heard something. All right, you know, I might just as well say it, okay? Faith comes by hearing. She heard something. She heard something. So did she just all by herself wake up and say, I feel like touching someone this morning? All right, who am I going to tell? We don't touch that popular preacher when it comes to town. No, she heard. She heard, oh, he heals the sick. He's done this. He's done that. She said to herself, wow, I wish I could ask him to come lay hands on me, but hey, it's against the law. I wish I could just, you know, scream somewhere and just say, hey, sir, I'm here. It's against the law. So I'm going to try to sneak into that crowd. I will get as little attention as possible. And if possible, zero attention. I believe if he is this anointed, as I've been hearing, if I touch him, I will be well. So she said to herself. So her saying, all right, was basically a product of what? Her hearing. She heard and then she said. So let's look at Mark 10, the case of blind Bartimaeus. Mark 10, 46. And, you know, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, all right, with a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, said, you know, sat by the wayside, you know, begging. 47 says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Lord, all right, Jesus, rather, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more with a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will you that I do for you? The man answered and said unto him, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So we see 47 here of Mark 10, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, all right? So obviously he had been hearing, all right, about one Jesus of Nazareth, one miracle worker, someone, and then he sitting by the roadside, okay, we seem to have an unusual movement of people today. What is going on? And then maybe he's trying to touch someone, maybe with his hand, feel who's around, or scream, hey, somebody, what's going on? Somebody, what's going on? Somebody, tell me what's going on. And I say, oh, it's Jesus. Jesus is passing by. And then he's like, wow, this is my opportunity. This is it. My chance. And he screams, son of David, have mercy. Hey, hush, hush. Don't, but no. Nobody's going to cheat me out of this. This is my chance. So you find both cases, they had heard, all right, of Jesus up until that time. And then they saw their chance. They moved by faith. Jesus said to both of them, your faith made you whole. Please remember that faith has action, all right? James teaches us that faith without action is dead. So they heard of Jesus, but they took steps. So blind Bartimaeus screamed. He shouted, he yelled. That showed his faith. And then when Jesus called him, Bible said he threw away his garment. Bible scholars tell us that this garment is what they wear, all right? Almost like a government-approved garment to say, hey, I'm blind, all right? So if you have that, all right, the government checked you out, certified you, and said, okay, he's blind for real, all right? This one is blind. So we see the woman by faith pressing through the crowd. One major area of faith you and I can begin from is believing. But you cannot effectively believe what you have not heard. Please understand that what these two people heard led to what they believed and how they acted. All right, I'll start rounding up on that right now. What they heard led to what they believed and how they acted. So allow me to ask you this. What are you hearing and how is it affecting you? All right, I'll take the two statements again. Number one, please remember, or note rather, that what they heard led to what they believed, all right, and how they acted, all right? So what are you hearing, and how is what you're hearing affecting you? You might say, I believe I'm healed, but then what are you been listening to? So many bad news about, 10 people have the same thing and they're dead or they're highly hospitalized. All right, now it might be the fact, but there's a superior truth from God to us. So what are you hearing? All right. And how is what you're hearing affecting you? How is what you're hearing, right, ministering to you, blessing you? How is it strengthening you? What they heard led, to what they believed and how they acted. What you are hearing, how is it affecting you? Please, as we close, have it in mind, okay? He took your infirmities, carried away your sicknesses. 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 This is the goodness of God. This was before we were born, before we knew we never would ever need healing. He went ahead of us. He went to the cross. He made it available. This is God's goodness, all right, and mercy following us. Surely his goodness and mercy follow after us. Surely he poured out healing and health so that you and I may be made whole by his wounds. We're healed, and he said to them, your faith has made you whole. Child of God, your faith, all right, is your key to wholeness. What are you hearing? How is it affecting you? Please share. Right, let somebody get blessed. And let's juke back in tomorrow and just touch some more this point of healing. All right? Have a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. I see you tomorrow. So, blessed.